This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economic data points you need to know for this next story come from the Energy Information Administration. It's part of the U.S. Department of Energy, and the data points go like this. Texas produces, as of the most recent data, 30% of the crude oil in this country. It's also home to 30% of all U.S. refining capacity, which gets us to this. When hurricanes hit Texas, all the rest of us out here in the energy-consuming economy feel it. There is a plan to protect all that industry from all those storms, but it's going to take billions of dollars and boatloads of political will and community buy-in to get done. Travis Bubenik has the story from the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media.
Head just a few minutes east from downtown Houston's fancy restaurants and cocktail bars, and you'll find yourself where I'm at right now, a gritty, heavily industrial side of the city filled with refineries and smokestacks. From here, you can watch tugboats push barges up and down the Houston Ship Channel, the beating economic heart of the whole region. And it's all at risk of disastrous flooding, given the right hurricane in the right spot.
It's kind of like we've dodged a bullet.
Larry Dunbar's with Rice University's Severe Storm Prediction, Education, and Evacuation from Disaster Center. The SPEED Center, as they call it, has been looking at how to build something to protect the coast for years. Dunbar says Hurricane Ike, which hit the region in 2008, could have been a lot worse.
Had Ike made landfall where it was projected to make landfall, we would have seen 3 to 5 feet more water in the ship channel. That would have made some people kind of wake up.
A big enough storm could shut down Houston's industry, causing widespread fuel supply disruptions and environmental contamination. That's in part why Texas and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers want to build more than 50 miles of levees and floodwalls on the coast, along with huge storm surge gates. Dunbar says it's not enough, especially after Hurricane Harvey's historic rainfall here last year.
We are now seemingly getting bigger hurricanes than we've had before, more frequently. We know we're getting 30, 40, 50 plus inches of rain.
His team is proposing even further protections. The plan's in its early stages, and you can bet there'll be plenty of debate.
We hope it's something that's good for everyone and not just the refineries and the plants.
Jeff Antonelli owns the Shrimp and Stuff restaurant in Galveston, an hour south of Houston, where the barriers would be built. He worries how that would impact tourism and life in general. Still, after Ike, he thought hard about his future and decided the coast needs some kind of defense.
Is this a place where my kids and their grandkids are going to, is it still going to be here if we get hit by these? You know, because whether you believe in climate change or not, I mean, this is a fact that I've lived.
Concrete infrastructure is not this surefire way that we're going to have protection.
Jordan Macas with Bayou City Waterkeeper, one of a few local environmental groups that agree the region needs protecting, but worry the Army Corps is trying to build its way out of the problem.
We have not really seen anything that is a true comparison to what they're proposing.
The Netherlands has built huge storm surge gates before, but the Texas project would likely be bigger. Macas Group wants more details on how the gates in the water would affect things like oysters, shrimp, and fish.
Particularly in an area that relies so heavily on these ecosystem resources for its livelihood, we shouldn't be flippant to say, yes, we know that we need protection and we'll take whatever we can get.
The plan does include ecosystem restoration projects like improving beaches and sand dunes to make the coast more naturally storm resistant. And the Army Corps says there's room for modifying the plan. Everything from the scale and the design of the barriers to the way environmental impacts are managed could still change. The project is estimated to cost around $32 billion. One big challenge, convincing Congress to approve that. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.